Welcome to the Financial Analyst Journal Author Interview Series. I'm Pat Light, an assistant editor here at CFA Institute, and I'm here today with Charlie Ellis, CFA, to discuss his recent FAJ article, The Rise and Fall of Performance Investing, which was published in the July-August 2014 issue. Charlie, thanks for talking with me today.
Glad to.
In this interview series, we invite our authors to discuss their articles with us, so we'll get started. Charlie, can you talk a little bit about the genesis of this article, what issues you saw that motivated you to write it?
It started with my sitting as a member of an investment committee at a mid-sized institution, less than $500 million endowment, involved very deeply in research, where costs are going to rise relatively rapidly, because equipment costs rise so rapidly. And as the manager was going through the presentation, I was struck with the extraordinary difference between the results for the client, ourselves — we were getting less than the market rate of return — and the results for the manager. He was getting full fee. And the full fee was not massive, but it was large. And I realized, sort of in a blink, I've always thought of fees the wrong way. I think of fees, did for years and years and years, as being less than only some number like that, a qualifying number, only 1%. And if you think about it for a minute, as I did finally that one moment, it isn't only 1%. It's only 1% of the assets, but my endowment already has those assets, and a client always has those assets. So the manager is not delivering the assets. The manager is delivering something else, the returns. So if you say, well, what's the fee as a percentage of the returns? It jumps from only 1% to, something like 15%. And then you say, wait a minute, that's 15% of a return on average in the marketplace, and candidly, I can get that almost exactly by indexing. And there's lower risk in indexing of being away from the market, or a cyclical phenomenon within the market making your manager have a tough time or a superior time. So what you're really buying when you turn to an active manager is the incremental return over and above the market return, and what percent of that is the fee. And it turns out that the fee is at least 50%, often 100%, often 150% of the incremental value delivered. That's incremental fee, incremental value. That finally broke it through to me that there's something fundamental going on in investment management, and the investment management world is changing and changing and changing, and started me digging into it. And out of that came this article, in an effort to try to share with friends and competitors in the investment management field, do we really know what we're doing and how much we're charging from the client's point of view? We know it's great for us as investment managers because the returns do allow us to get very well compensated and to have all the equipment we want to have and have access to all the research and other sources of information that we want to have. But what's in it for the client? And the answer is, candidly, at the margin, incrementally, not much. And so my proposition is, years ago, 50 years ago, when active management was just getting going, and it was hard going and very difficult, and it was hard to do transactions of 5 or 10,000 shares, and it was costly because 40 cents a share was fairly normal, and there wasn't all that much research, and all those different kinds of things that we thought were frustrating and problems gradually sorted themselves out. Then the business took off in assets under management volume, and the profit of the business rose and rose and rose because we charged higher and higher fees as a percent of the assets. And we had an absolutely wonderful time. Clients loved what we were doing, and we loved doing it. And then I believe what's happened in the last 15 or 20 years is that the incremental return delivered to clients, only because the quality of the talent competing back and forth in the market is so darn good, that the incremental value delivered to clients has gone down and down and down, and the enthusiasm for active management or performance investing is going down and down and down, slower but steadily, and that the alternative of indexing has become a very powerful force in the market for investment management services.
And Charlie, what do you hope people are going to take away from this? What kind of conversations do you think it's going to spark?
Well, I'd like to hear people saying, you know, this article got me to thinking all over again. What were we doing for our clients? Because if we weren't really serving our clients terribly well, we weren't doing what we had wanted to be doing. And I have very high regard for the integrity and the professionalism and the thoughtfulness of the ethics, values, and behavior of the guys that I know in the investment management world. Now, it's a great group of people, but I do think there's a terrible difficulty for any of us when we've gotten off and going at something and put a lot of time and effort into developing skills at doing it, and it's rewarding us very generously. It's very hard to stop and say, does this really work for the clients? So my hope is it'll get all of us to reconsider that. And then I think there's another dimension that for me has real value. I learned long ago that the really important work in investment management is not price discovery so that you can beat the market nearly so much as it's value discovery so you can help the client solve the real problem that particular client individually or institutionally is trying to solve. And if we can get to the solution of the right, if we get to the definition of the right problem, then we can go about solving it with much more confidence that we're really going to be on the right track. So I'm very much in favor of investment managers redefining the nature of our outcome away from the product of I'll beat the market for you or price discovery over to a service which is helping clients understand themselves and their interests better, more clearly delineate and define their investment needs, risk avoidance, and return achievement. And what is the structure of an investment program that's most likely to achieve what they really want to achieve over the long run? That kind of investment counseling, I believe, should be blended back in with the investment management capabilities to make it, once again, a great profession.
And do you have any concerns as to if this sort of recalibration of the focus of the investment industry, as you're painting it, if that doesn't happen, do you have any concerns as to what might occur? You talk about this kind of shift to index investing. Do you think that's something that will severely affect the industry?
Well, if you say market share now in indexing and ETFs is roughly 25%, that's a big increase from zero.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big increase from zero in less than 50 years. It appears that that increase is accelerating. And I don't know what others are experiencing, but as I go around and talk to people who are on investment committees or wealthy individuals looking at their own investments, increasingly they're asking questions about fees. And they're saying, you know, net of fees, indexing looks pretty damn good. So I believe that the trend towards indexing is in place for logical reasons and is accelerating moderately, and it's only being held back because we all love the thrill and the fun of active investing and beating the market, and it's hard to give up on. We could do better. The problem is that indexing actually does do better, as more and more of us are learning, if you keep all the data so it's consistent. No back-end loading, no deleting those that didn't work out. Adjust it for what really was being tried at the time. The fraction of mutual funds, the fraction of institutional funds that do better than the market goes down and down and down, and we now have a case where a majority of professionally managed funds underperform the market average. Of course they do. As Bill Sharpe pointed out a long time ago, as Warren Buffett has reemphasized in recent past, everybody in the marketplace who is active is likely to be an institutional investor. So somewhere around 95%+ of all the market activity is by professionals who are paid for their expertise, their hard work, the range of their expertise and knowledge, the equipment that they've employed to be able to do even better modeling and analysis. That's who the competition is all day, every day. And you've got to beat that qualitatively strong competition after paying the fees with the active part of your portfolio to come up with a winning proposition for the client. And it gets harder every year. And it gets harder every year after that. As sooner or later, one after another client say, you know, it might be that I would have a manager that beats the market, but the odds are stacked against me. The fees really are real, and I can do something about the fees if I'm willing to settle for the market average return. If I'm willing to accept the consensus of the experts on what the price discovery really ought to be. Once you get that acceptance, it's awfully easy to say, you know, the only thing I can influence is the structure of the portfolio and the fees.
And is there anything else you'd like to add before we let you go here?
Yes, there's one thing I would like to add. I've had a wonderful time as a result of the successfulness of active investing. I've made great friendships. I've been able to build a strong business. I've had a personal career that is to die for. And it's no fun saying, sorry, guys, this party is over. We have to take away the punch bowl. We have to say we've been doing something that doesn't work as well as it did in the past. And we can take some happy credit. For the reason it's not working so well as it worked in the past is the quality of the talent that's come into investment management in larger and larger numbers year after year after year is wonderful. And they have figured it out. It's a little bit like when you're working away at a jigsaw puzzle. There is a little bit of sadness that goes with, oh, that's the last piece. We've figured it out. There's even a little bit of that when you get maybe 95% of the way through the puzzle, and you realize, I think I'm going to see the way this puzzle comes together pretty quickly now, and you watch how fast the pieces are put together. It's been a wonderful time. It's been a thrilling experience. It's been extraordinarily well compensated, and that's just the direct compensation. We've also had the chance to do some nice and interesting things along the side, but we ought to be candid with ourselves that the business has become dominant over the profession, and we ought to reorient so the profession is ahead of the business, and the profession is what can we do for clients. And if we don't choose to do what we can for clients, the reality is pretty clear. Clients will make their own choices, slowly perhaps, but inevitably, to move away from something that isn't any longer earning its keep.
Well, Charlie, thanks so much for taking the time to share your ideas with me. We encourage all of you who are reading this article to read other articles from CFA Institute publications on our website, which is at cfapubs.org, and you can follow us on Twitter at cfapubs. Charlie, thanks so much for your time, and thank you for listening.
Copyright 2014 CFA Institute. This program is designed to give accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is distributed with the understanding that CFA Institute is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, tax, investment, or other expert advice. If legal advice or other expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional should be sought.